Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, George Myatt. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gil Torres. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Walt Chipel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pirretti. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Marino Pirretti. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a line drive for an out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards first. Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Chipel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chipel moves to second. Marino Pirretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pirretti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chipel moves to third. Evans moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Busch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flores fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Estilella. Binks reaches second base with a double. QL goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 1, Athletics, 1. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Binks. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Kell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrison moves to third. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Chipple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chipple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marino Pirretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pirretti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pirretti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Chipple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Binks. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Siebert moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Bush moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Flores. Myatt moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Binks hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrison moves to second. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garrison moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift is hit by the pitch. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Estolella, who is chasing the ball. Torres reaches third base with a triple. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 2, Athletics, 2. Walt Chipple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chipple hits a line drive to left field. Garrison throws towards Hall. Hall fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Torres scores. Chipple moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marino Pirretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pirretti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pirretti strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a line drive for an out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Garrison hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Pirretti covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Estolella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Chipple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chipple hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Evans catches it and throws to second to double up Estilella. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chipple. Hall reaches second base with a double. Siebert goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 3, Athletics, 3. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Kay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pieretti strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-4 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Case steals second. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Garrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Garrison reaches second base with a double. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peck takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Binks hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-4 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to home to get Hayes. Hall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 3. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Chipple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipple is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chipple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Barry covering, for the out. Two outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pieretti hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-1 in the game. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Pieretti covering, for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Estilello moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Athletics 3. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Case hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Senators. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a line drive for an out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Binks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 5 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.